Sin Cower, some couple of tracks from probably the most gorgeous female singer-songwriter record ever produced, Peace Lagoon, either 79 or 80. Mind-blowing. We heard Beloved God and Azure Salver. We're going to end things with some horrible praise and worship from the Sacred Name Movement. And then it's time for Vocal Fry. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
A fearful time had come for one little Hebrew boy, his father's firstborn son. For the angel of death was passing low. It was hard to fall asleep, but one little lamb stayed in his mind as he his blood was on the door. Through the wind and the rain, it's due repay, but he wanted to be sure. So he called out to his earthly father with a trembling voice so still, crying, "Father, will you please look and see if the blood trouble, so it brought me back to my knees in prayer.
You're lucky. Here I am, right along in this family to the city jail, on the jail accused of being a peeping Tom. Man, I'm saying any man would try to find out if this girl has done him wrong. That's all I was doing there outside her home.
I'm a little old country boy, just a youngin' in my teens. I don't gamble, drink, or swear, and she did this to me. Mama says, son, you're gonna fall for that common Cajun queen. She's gonna take you for your all, and that's what you done to me.
She pulled on me. How could she that I love do this to me?
Oh, I'm a little old country boy, just a youngin' in my teens. I don't gamble, drink, or swear, and she did this to me. Mama
mother heard me cry and rushed to the door. That's when I screamed.
Człowiek je mydlou sega, kar je, kar zaznava, je, kar ne zaznava, ni. Sleherni dan. Žrtve smo prevar svojih čutil. Če naši čuti varajo, kako naj bi spoznanja naša, ki v njih imajo svoj izvor, bila pravilna? Tem, kaj res je in kaj so sanje, odloča naša nezavest. Naj ljudi spreminjamo v svoja sredstva. Potem najraje tuje nam ostane od njih brige in težave. Pomembno je, da pri ukrepih svojih zi svobode. I od svojega srca neodvisen. Dor hoće biti množica prerok, ih mora pitati, spovest mi, bajka mi i laž mi. Odrešil smrti, po kateri pride veliki neskončni nič. Za bolečino, ki povzroča naša jo zavest. Odpravljamo se večno temo niča. Do vesolju zemlja je navaden prah. Da mi na njej neskončno majhne, garjave uši. Moje delo je komaj na pol končano. Doslej zaupal sem svoj državniški veščini. A zdaj bom preizkusil, kaj premore vera.
We a bunch of headbangers. 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 Bangers, bangers. A bunch of head bangers. Check. Nah. Yeah. Goes like. We a bunch of headbangers. We a bunch of headbangers. We a bunch of. We a bunch of. Give a whiplash like the points. Yeah. 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 What? What? We a bunch of sweatbang. What? We a bunch of headbangers. We a bunch of headbangers.
Good evening and welcome to another episode here on WFMU of Vocal Fry. I am Dan Boda here with you every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 on the heels of Music of Mind Control. So Micah sets you up, I hope, in the right state of mind. That second to last piece that he played in the last hour was so gorgeous. That I'm converting. I now have a new religion. This is the hour of the week where WFMU gives me some space to go through all of the weird things people do with their voices, different genres, places, time periods, etc. And we're going to hear quite a variety tonight. In the background is Bernard Parmigiani from his Complete Works. This is a piece called Pono a Topes from 1970. Some great vocal modification and playing with the stereo field, playing with speeding it up effects and cutting up the voice, layering it. Before this, we heard from Vocoda, a beatboxer doing some kind of amazing. He's using a type of throat singing in there, right, to make some of these crazy sounds. There are a lot of people doing similar stuff in beatboxing, but Vocoda, that was a pretty good track. Headbangers VIP, it was called. We heard an excerpt from Leibach's new album called Alamut. It's the name of Hassani Sabah's castle in the mountains from which the Hashashin, or the assassins, supposedly rained terror down on kingdoms throughout the Middle East. And if you're familiar with the works of William S. Burroughs, he's features prominently in there. The Old Man of the Mountains. That was Meditation 1. It features the RTV Slovenia group, as well as the Galina vocal group. Although there they were just, what is it that, they were doing some sort of like background murmuring in most of the track, in most of that excerpt, and I'm reminded of, who is the writer? Umberto Eco, in one of his books, the characters are hiding and there's a crowd around, and they just to like imitate the sound of a crowd so they'll blend in. I think they're hiding behind something, but they want it. I don't know. To imitate the sound of a crown, they mutter rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. So I was put in mind of that by Galena Vocal Group there. Parliament opened up the show. Little Old Country Boy from Osmium Plus, a reissue of a record that collects a bunch of recordings from the very early days from the label Invictus, back when Parliament was being run as a parallel outfit to Funkadelic, and it was the same group of people supposedly keeping, you know, the straight, sophisticated commercial stuff under the Parliament name, and then under Funkadelic, just, you know, going hog wild. God, I love that early stuff. Anyway, some nice yodeling there, you know, just to prove that, you know, that the character in the song is a hick, right? It's very interesting what people can do with these weird vocal techniques, and we'll hear a lot of that tonight. There's a bunch of kind of explorations of extremes of the voice coming up in the next little bit. We're going to hear something from Mop Cut, which is a group that features Audrey Chen, Chinese-American or Taiwanese-American vocalist and cellist, amazing vocalist. And we'll hear something from Maya Rotke from Norway, another amazing vocalist. And then we'll start going farther afield. We'll hear a Maori haka, some other stuff. Keep it tuned right here, WFMU.org. Check out the playlist if you want. And you can click on the comments and say hey in the comments board. Chat with your fellow listeners and see the fun GIFs that we're posting from Carla Gianni. Thank you. It's Vocal Fry here on WFMU. Listener-sponsored radio from Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm Dan Boda with you here on Tuesdays, 8 to 9. And sharing with you all kinds of strange sounds of the human vocal capacity. We just heard what I'm referring to as PNBHS. It's a high school in New Zealand where a teacher had passed away, Dawson Tamatea. Dawson Tamatea. And the folks at the high school performed, including the students, performed a haka for him, which is a traditional sort of a very loud, raucous chant of honor. Originally probably a war cry or a war chant, but it's used now a lot to celebrate and to welcome people. Anyway, really raw, kind of nice to also hear the, you know, in that it's like ripped off of YouTube, right? So you can just hear the mass of people, the in the rawness of that recording. Maya S. K. Ratka, R-A-T-K-J-E, is an amazing vocalist and sound artist, noisician from Norway. Really great. Performing there with Torstein Sleyen and Sigurd Ytre Arne. And pardon my Norwegian. But they have a record out, came out, I think, 2 years ago, maybe, called The Swamp. And we heard Oligarchification from it. A song that we need right now. And it's kind of interesting, right? Like this sort of like noise approach to the voice, set there in a very sparse arrangement with some kind of like, you know, avant-garde classical almost feeling textures. And I wanted to play that on the heels of Mop Cut, which is the outfit that's got Audrey Chen doing vocals. And she's just an extraordinary vocalist and uses an enormous amount of vocal fry, the actual fry register, like what you hear in my voice tonight because I'm a little off. Needle Weave we heard, and it's a remix of Mop Cut's recording by the British turntablist Mariam Rezaei. And that overtone clarion call announces the arrival on the scene of Christian Zender, accompanied here by Gregory Hilba. It's from their album Oloid. It's called Flicks. And Christian Zender, he's sort of like the patron saint of vocal fry. I think of him that way.
But it is. Yeah.
Hey, it's Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. About 15 minutes left in the program. In the background here, Genoa Keawe, a very famous hula singer and just an amazing, beautiful voice. Gorgeous. This is a piece called Alika. And she does a thing here where she holds some of her notes for insanely long amount of time. We just heard Tune Yards before this, their song Hammer from I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life, which is a great name for a record. That's what most records should probably be named. Caroline Bergseth gave us some sounds of cattle calls, kulak, from a collection called Vocal Musik fra Hedmark. That's music from, I believe, Norway? Maybe Sweden. Sorry if I can't tell the difference or don't know. But yeah, amazing timbre and notes that she hits, these sort of very complex overtones in the sounds that she makes when she's calling. It's sort of a Scandinavian yodel. They've measured these things and they can transmit over vast distances, like a couple of miles where the cows can hear them, and each family has their own call for their animals, and they know it. So the animals, go out and wander, often in forest, and come back when called. Gorgeous. Christian Zender and Gregory Hilba. Christian Zender is a sort of amazing, multifaceted vocal artist from Switzerland. Very active for a long time. He had a long-running duo called Stimmhorn with a reeds and brass player. There's a bunch of Stimmhorn albums out there. He's had sort of quartets and that he's been involved in, as well as kind of one-off collaborations like this one with Gregory Hilba. Most of his stuff has been released through this Swiss label called Traumton Records, Traumton, Traumton. And that one was called Oloid, Oloid. He uses traditional Swiss yodeling techniques from all different registers of the yodel, meaning kind of the sort of traditional sweet spiritual yodeling, as well as the kind of really wild animal call yodeling, and everything in between. He also does yodeling in styles from Africa, from other parts of the world, and does an enormous number of different kinds of throat singing and overtone singing as well, and just a variety of different, sort of a catalog of different vocal styles that are really extraordinary, and has this deft mastery of them all that pulls them all together. I want you to pay some attention to this next piece. It's really great. Yeah. Aboriginal music from Australia.
Oh. Thank you.
Folks, the great Jesse Jarno is here, and he's gonna take over the airwaves in just a couple minutes. We just heard music from Meredith Monk from Volcano Songs. That's one of her duets from Volcano Songs called Lost Wind, done with Katie Geisinger. And that's got some amazing, eerie, crazy sounds there, and the beating of the very, very close tones against each other is kind of amazing to hear them play that in and out. And then we heard Manijari Ganambar. That was the sort of lead vocalist on that piece called Mudich, Tide Going Out, Calm Water, which is a traditional song from the Datiwui Ngaimil clan in Rorui. I'm probably getting it wrong, but it's from a collection called the Mulka Manake Archives, and that's a bunch of recordings of Aboriginal traditional music from Australia. Really, really beautiful stuff there. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, and I hope that we'll have Purple Haze back in the studio again next week, but you know, kids will be kids. And Jesse is here to bring you the Frau Show for another week. So that's a treat, and stick around right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. See you next time.